relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You know what's a good feeling? When your engineer whispers in your ear just before you go on radio, you have no responsibilities. What kind of world is this that we live in? Dr. G has no responsibilities. It means I have no live reads. I don't have to do that capitalist thing that makes America one of the greatest nations. No, it is the greatest nation, but it's not just because of capitalism. But it helps because it is the engine of prosperity. I wish it just was a little bit more free market and free in one of the most beautiful states in America, perhaps the most beautiful state 50 years ago. I'm talking, of course, of California and somebody who's there. It's like the Alamo. She's never going to give up. She's there forever fighting for California. Host of The Morning Answer and The Jenna Dawn Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, CRNTalk.com, your favorite. Jennifer Horn, welcome back.
Thank you. And yes, I'm still fighting here in California. There are a few of us Republicans still fighting in the state.
Oh, we know. And by the progress, the progression of Newsom's governorship, it seems as if you guys might actually be winning. Let's talk about the recall. Let's talk about everything that's going on in the beautiful state. But first, he just lost a battle. What battle did Nancy's nephew, Gruesome Newsom, just lose?
This one I'm so happy about because, you know, how many times we talk about it? I know we've had this conversation, Seb. How many times do people come up and they say, we can't do anything. I'm just one person. I can't do anything. What about social media? They're going to take me down. What about the other politicians on the left? We're always losing. Well, here's a way that a group of people got together and won in California. There's this church in Pasadena, which I know you've been to because we've done some station events in Pasadena before. And the church is called Harvest Rock, and they were defying Governor Newsom's orders, which were unconstitutional and totally an overreach of power. And they stayed open during the COVID-19 lockdowns. And so the pastor and the parishioners were threatened with daily, not just weekly, not occasionally, but with daily criminal charges of up to a year in prison. And so they challenged the governor. They challenged his authority. And they actually ended up in the Supreme Court, which I think you may have seen the Supreme Court.
Which Supreme Court, in California or in D.C.?
The U.S. Supreme Court. This, it made its way up through the system. It went all the way to D.C. And 6-3, the court decided that the church could allow 200 worshipers inside, but said that the bans that the governor had against singing and chanting could remain. There was another ruling because they continued.
Can we just stop there for a second?
I know, how ridiculous.
It's actually galling that any politician in the Western world thinks they have the right to ban singing in a church. That didn't even happen under communism.
I know. And we've seen this. It's not just in California. I know that you've played it because I've heard it on your show, that pastor in Canada,
yes,
who had literally the Gestapo-style police come in and tell them that they couldn't worship anymore. Think about this. I mean, I know it seems like, and this has been, I think, an effort of the masses, right? The media, leftist, politician, progressives, they've all gotten together to try to scare the heck out of all of us. And using that fear, they are taking away our freedoms one by one. Think about the country that we know today. And tell me if 2 years ago we had this conversation, we would think we were talking about the plot to a movie where politicians told us we couldn't sing in church, that we have to wear a piece of cloth across our face, that we have to have cards to show our vaccine status. But Newsom's in trouble because he sent vaccine checkers door to door to try to compel people who haven't had their vaccines yet to go and get shots. If we talked about that even 2 years ago, Seb, I'm sure we probably would have been like, oh, that could never happen. Not even in California would that happen. Yet it's happening everywhere, everywhere. People are letting it happen, except these small groups, these people who are heroes, I think, who are fighting back, who say enough is enough. You can't tell me I can't sing or chant or worship or pray. And they took this to the courts, and the courts pushed it through all the way up to the Supreme Court. Again, the Supreme Court made a couple of rulings. One of them, 6-3, said that they could meet, but they could still have the bans on singing and chanting, but they could be at 200 or less. There was another ruling that came out a little bit later after that, 5-4 ruling in the Supreme Court, and this is where the money that Gavin Newsom has to pay is coming from. That settlement said that California couldn't limit indoor and at-home religious gatherings because they were even saying that you couldn't meet in small groups privately to worship amongst your neighbors. And so that settlement ultimately ended up costing Gavin Newsom, well, more appropriately, the taxpayers of California, $1.35 million in this settlement.
Well, that's a couple of nights. That's a couple of nights at the French Laundry, isn't it?
That's right, exactly. It's a couple of bottles of wine, couple of Cabernets. But, I mean, and that's also kind of galling if you think about it. I mean, the governor uses his power. He doesn't get anything approved by the state legislature. He acts like King Newsom. And then when he gets caught in the courts, he knows he's going to lose, so he decides to settle outside of court, and he uses our money.
Yeah, he sticks the Californian taxpayer with the bill.
Yeah. That's really coming out of his wallet? No way.
All right, so I have to ask, has there been any, did he get his hair gel out? Did he hold any press conferences, or is this just kind of an issue he's not talking about?
This one has slipped away very quietly. In fact, really only conservative media is talking about this. Some local media is talking about this settlement. The reason he settled is that he didn't want this in the headlines because he knows that minority communities in California, which he is going to need to hold on to his seat as governor, they tend to be religious people. They don't like to have their religious freedoms put away or taken away from them. So he didn't want this in the headlines anymore, which is why he so kindly decided to use our taxpayer dollars to just pay him off and not see this through and just pay their legal fees instead of contesting it.
So how does this fit into the broader state of affairs? Talk to us about any recent developments. Have the bookies changed the odds? What is the recall looking like and the potential candidates to replace this schmuck?
Well, you know what's it's interesting because even the local media here is presenting this like people's support is just not with the recall anymore. In fact, there was a new poll that just came out. We talked about it on the Morning Answer yesterday. That said, support for the recall is down. Gavin Newsom's approval rating rises in California. Well, it's really only off 1%. So an additional 1% opposed the recall from the last poll that they did in March. So that's a broad statement, I think, for the headline to make. I really think the next few months are going to be critical for Gavin Newsom. Don't forget, California is going into fire season right now.
Yes.
We seem to not be able to keep the lights on when it's fire season. So I think a lot is going to have to do with how well his fire management has kicked into gear, how well the power grid will do if people are compelled to get back to work. I think that's going to be a deciding factor for him.
Is he vulnerable or not, Jennifer Horn?
Well, I've always told you, I think it's kind of 60-40. I think the Democrats are going to do everything they can to survive the recall. But I think the power of this is already in the message. It's already happened that California can actually mount a recall against the governor. And I'm still hopeful that there is a chance that he can be kicked out of office. I really think, truly, if he survives a recall, I think he's out next year because he's up for re-election next year anyway. And I think there are a lot of people who think, well, maybe we don't recall him, but we vote him out. One thing that was a big loss for him is the Service Employees International Union. their new president-elect, he's not been sworn in yet, but his name's Richard Lewis Brown. He came out and said that he's done having the union support politicians. He said he felt taken advantage of by Gavin Newsom because they supported him in 2018. And they said because he really wasn't all that favorable to them during the pandemic with all of the closures, that he's no longer going to use union money to support Gavin Newsom or give him any money to defend himself against the recall. And even more than that, said that he felt that this union, and remember, this is in California, he runs the California chapter of this union, they're not going to support political candidates anymore. He said they're staying out of it. They're not doing Black Lives Matter. They're not getting involved with any of that, that they're going to focus on issues that are good for their workers.
Let me just add a little detail here, because I have the story in front of me, and it's truly, truly stunning. So one thing, it's the SEIU, which is, you know, it has been in the back pocket of the Democrats for decades.
Of course. This
is the California chapter. It's the new head. And he said he plans to cut dues because they're stopping political expenditure. So they're not going to give money to any candidates. That means the dues are going to be cut by 50%. What does that tell you?
Don't you think workers are going to love that? They're going to pay less. They don't have to have it go to political stuff they don't support. And you know who I thank for that? I thank President Trump for that, Seb, because he welcomed in a lot of blue-collar workers. The Republican Party under Trump became the party.
I totally agree, but the point I want to make is, guys, if you're in a union, do you understand what that means? That means that at least 50% of what you were paying in was graft money for the Democrats. Wake up, my friends. If we can do this in California, we can do it anywhere. She's Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. This is America First. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that works. If you've tried everything else, only to fail to find liberation from pain, whatever it is, back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, you have to try this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Take the packet of four little capsules twice a day and find out if you're one of the tens of thousands of Americans who have been liberated from their daily pain. Order the three-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. The three-week quick starter pack will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, you will find out if you will be the next Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. That could be you. There's only one way to find out. Call them 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Because I didn't have to pay for it. It was free on the plane flying back from Arizona. Wednesday morning, I watched the new Wonder Woman movie. Dude, it's so woke. It was just so bad. Even that amazing, amazing woman, Gal Gadot, couldn't save it. And even when they tried to make the villain Donald Trump, they failed, and you ended up feeling sympathetic to the villain and not the actual way they wanted you to feel. So don't waste your money if you have to pay for it. But Gal Gadot, get some better scriptwriters. I'm back. This is America First. Happy Friday. Before we go back to our warrior princess, a true Wonder Woman, Let's talk about the amazing things you are doing. Hundreds of children being sent to Christian summer camp to get them out of that deadly cycle after their parents have gone to prison, their mother or father, or sometimes both of them. And listen to what Governor Huckabee said on my show about everything you're doing and the importance of the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Program.
And I just want to affirm, Prison Fellowship is such a great organization. I was so proud to hear you talking about it. So I pray that your listeners will help a very worthy organization, Prison Fellowship, which is truly an honorable group of people.
They feel guilty, they feel ashamed, and they're vulnerable to making the same mistakes their mother or father made that wound them up in prison. Let's help them. Let's break the cycle. Be a modern missionary. Help these children. Let's get thousands to the summer camps. Make a donation today. $200 pays for a whole week. Where can you get a summer camp for $200? But make a donation in any amount. You could literally be saving a life. Go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. What does AOC say? At the tippy-tip-top. Or call them on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. SebGorka.com and the Angel Tree. God bless you all. I hope I haven't really destroyed your Friday by mentioning AOC, Jennifer.
You have not. You know what? You gave me a little Wonder Woman, so
good.
I can handle AOC. You know, I am still in mourning for her, though. I've heard she's in therapy over that insurrection that happened on January 6th.
But I actually read in the Babylon Bee that she's dead and she's a ghost. Because she was murdered by Ted Cruz and the MAGA-hatted, quote-unquote, insurrectionist. And now she's getting therapy as a disembodied spirit.
And this is all that movie. What was the movie with Bruce Willis where you find out everybody's
The Sixth Sense.
Dead at the end?
I see AOC.
I see AOC.
Oh, my gosh. You have to laugh. Oh, by the way, she's also a socialist. And if you want to understand the threat of socialism, we're doing a whole episode of the Gorka Reality Check this Sunday with people who've survived, people who've escaped, and the truth of what my parents experienced behind the Iron Curtain. 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air 10 p.m. Eastern. Check it out. Get the free app, Newsmax. You can watch it for free if your cable provider doesn't believe in conservative programming. Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Okay, can I talk? Because it's only just you and me. Plus 3 million, 3 million people.
Yeah.
Can I talk about radio for a second?
I love radio. You know that. I was going to tell you about Bernie Sanders, the big want list at hotels, but, you know, let's talk about radio. I'm ready.
What did you say? What about Bernie?
Did you? Our friend Grant Stinchfield, you know, he's my new co-host on The Morning Answer.
I do know that. And I think he's doing okay.
He's doing great. And he had a story today. When you brought up socialism, it made me laugh because Bernie Sanders, you know, Mr. Common Man, apparently has a list of demands when he goes to check in at hotels.
Are you serious? Is it green M&Ms? What is it?
Well, he won't say which hotel it is, but I think it rhymes with Barriott. I guess when he checks in places, he requires a down comforter. And if they don't have a down comforter, then he wants a cotton blanket in the closet. Blue, he likes dark blue, if that's available. He likes the thermostat set at 60 degrees, which is great for climate change. Really crank up that air conditioning.
And, is this a joke?
He wants green tea with honey, and he wants Gatorade, which is a thing. I mean, he and Joe Biden, they're the Gatorade twins, I guess.
Why isn't it Stolichnaya vodka? Why is it American Gatorade? I don't get it. He's a commie.
Yeah. You would think he'd want that blanket, deep, dark, commie red, too.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised
by
that.
This is for real.
This is a Stinchfield story. So, yeah, I believe it. But he wants green tea with honey. He wants Gatorade. And he wants assorted nuts, which makes sense because think about it. That's who he hangs out with, right? A group of assorted nuts, including AOC. So he wants to feel at home. But, yeah, this is all real. Don't you love it? These socialists who think everybody needs to be on the same playing field have the nerve to go around making these lists of demands when they go to check in hotels.
It's delightful, you know, the thermostat at 62, the cotton blue blanket. But it's, you know, if you're a Marxist, I mean, look at BLM. I'm a trained Marxist, but I bought four houses last year in California.
I have a real estate portfolio that would make the common man cry. I know, it's ridiculous.
How many believers, I need to ask, how many believers in capitalism have four houses.
I know. I know.
I don't. I don't. I love capitalism. I don't have four houses.
I know. I love it, too. I'd love to have four houses, and I would celebrate it. But these people have these portfolios. They say one thing in front of a microphone and live a totally different life. I mean, it's Leonardo DiCaprio who
yes.
jets around on his private jet while he's crying about his, you know, carbon footprint. I mean, give me a break. Come
right.
on.
I got to ask you this. We're going to talk radio, but I'll save that for later. Do you concur? Because this is the theory I've been testing with all my favorite buds on radio. What Newt said about 2 months ago, that they're so not so out of control. They're so pushing everything. Open borders, trillions of dollars of daycare and what have you, wokeifying the military, because they know they're going to get absolutely destroyed in the next election. Do you think that's the logic?
I think that is a piece of it. But I also, you know, I've gotten pretty... I feel like I'm in this space where I... Anything is possible at this point. Everything that we thought was a conspiracy
yeah.
or anything that we thought was something wild
right.
seems to be proving to be true. So, yes, I do think they know they're going to get destroyed in 2022, but I think it's also something different. I really believe that in 2016, Donald Trump was not supposed to win.
No.
And the fact that he won disrupted all of these swamp creatures, Republicans and Democrats, and it made them accelerate everything that they thought they almost lost because of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has turned the light bulb on for so many people who were not paying attention, who were asleep at the switch.
Right.
That I feel like, yes, they think they're going to lose, but they also are accelerating everything while they can because they were afraid that their agenda, which is ultimately losing the country that we know and fundamentally changing America, which they tell us they want to do, that was almost threatened because someone woke America up. And I think they're hoping we go back to sleep again without Trump. But I don't think that's possible for
no.
America First and, conservatives, at least.
And it'll be out today or maybe at the weekend. Guys, you got to read my latest piece for American Greatness because it's exactly about what Jennifer just said. Donald Trump wasn't meant to win. And in 2024, he has to win again because he's the only one who can come back with nothing to lose, brimstone and fire, flamethrower for the swamp, and finish the business we didn't get to finish the last time. Follow this lady right now, CRN Talk, at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron Boris Epstein on America First.
Well, she failed. For now, the Star Chamber, Nancy Pelosi subpoena empowered commission to hunt down red MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters did not get the requisite votes in the Senate. She needed 60 because of the filibuster requirements, and she only got 54 votes. But here's the sad news. Here's the sad news. Six alleged Republicans voted for Nancy's Star Chamber. And I'm going to read them out. Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. Susan Collins of Maine, of course. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. What a disgrace. Rob Portman of Ohio. Ben Sass, little Ben, Benny Sass of Nebraska. And Mittens, Mitt, don't call me Pierre Delecto, Romney. What does it all mean? Are we safe? How long for? Let's ask my co-host for the Battle of 1600 podcast. He is Boris Epstein, but we call him the Baron. Boris, welcome back to America First.
A baronial greeting to you, my good friend.
Are you waving your hand in a baronial fashion as we are used to?
I am. I'm doing the baronial wave. The palm toward my face, moving in and out, baronial wave.
But is there a cigar between your fingers?
Not yet. Maybe that's why I can't be on video. Who knows?
Good answer.
It's all up in the
not,
air.
It is Friday. Not yet.
It is Shabbos.
Okay, my friend. This is great news. This broke before we started the show today. How safe are we? Because Nancy's not going to give up, Boris.
Well, for now, first of all, none of those names obviously surprised anybody.
No.
Very, very weak. Portman isn't even running for re-election. Murkowski's in trouble. You know, Susan Collins just does her
I'm going to interrupt you here. We know why Romney's doing it, because he's a spiteful little who wanted to be in the Trump cabinet. What do the other five get out of it? I'm just kidding. What do they get out of it?
I'll break it down. Portman isn't running for re-election. So he's just, you know, never Trumper. It hurts his fanciful sensibilities. Okay, that's Portman. Susan Collins is in Maine. She always wants to stay as close to the middle as possible because, you know, Maine is not a ruby red state by any stretch of imagination. So not true MAGA again, or anywhere close. Murkowski, as we know, again just has been triggered. That's a good word. Triggered by President Trump. Ben Sass also trigger action. And then Cassidy's the only one that disappoints me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Cassidy's been very strong from a red state, and I think that's a political mistake. Probably suggests a lack of interest in continued membership in the Senate fraternity.
So
fraternity sorority.
So here's the big picture question that I personally am very curious to hear the answer to. I know it's been less than 5 months, which in itself is insane given the damage that's already been done by the Biden regime. But the longer we move away from January the 20th without the nuclear option being deployed, the safer the Republic is. Isn't this a good sign that they're not doing it. They're not going there. Despite their radicalism, the closer they get to the election, the harder it's going to be for them to go full tonto, full crazy.
You are right. It's correct. It is very interesting to see that Democrats, no matter how much they have threatened, right, adding 15 people to the Supreme Court, D.C., Puerto Rico, a state, and using the nuclear option, they haven't gotten there. Why? Because they have no political capital. And as we talked about on our new and reimagined podcast, Battle for 1600, the longer the challenges to the election from 2020 go on, the less political capital Democrats have. And that is my read. The reason that they're not going full tonto is because they believe that they just don't have the political wherewithal right now. And if you look at the morning consult poll, Joe Biden's at 48% in his honeymoon, with the media being completely in love with him. Still just at 48%.
Wow. I never thought we would hear the fact, the reality, the reassuring observation that there are some breaks on the craziness that is the Democrat Party today. Not many, but perhaps that is the influence of a handful of sane people left inside that party, because there sure aren't any Scoop Jacksons or JFKs left. I'm Sebastian Gorka, talking to the Baron, Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter at BorisEP, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. This is the Salem Radio Network. If you have a cell phone, and I know you do,
please check out the conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, right now. They have amazing rates. They have a special Patriot Starter Kit program, which is free. And your first 2 months, 50% off the service if you switch today. They have the same cell phone tower system that the other big companies have, but they don't gouge you, and especially first responders and veterans get deals, but they have packages to fit every budget. Check them out today. Call their amazing U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT. You can keep your old number or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Use my name for extra discounts. That's 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Also, the great Mike Lindell. If you don't get the sleep you think you deserve, do yourself a favor. Get the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Guaranteed for 10 years. I use them. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. And right now, Mike Lindell is going to give you up to 66% off all. Or no, 66% off his product, up to 66% off his incredible line of more than 100 products. Check out the MyPillow.com line. Use my name, GORKA, for those discounts. You can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. I know somebody who needs one of Mike's pillows. He's that small, skinny little man who was so promising, but then turned out to be a fake conservative. His name is Paul Ryan, and he's on the board of Fox News, and he has something to say about people he disagrees with. Cut one.
So, once again, we conservatives find ourselves at a crossroads. And here's the reality that we have to face. If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or of second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere. Voters looking for Republican leaders want to see independents in metal. They will not be impressed by the sight of yes-men and flatterers flocking to Mar-a-Lago.
Well, my good friend, my co-host of the Battle for 1600, the latest episode of which we have just recorded in its new improved MAGA update identity. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts, the Battle for 1600. He has been known to hang out at Mar-a-Lago. In fact, he was a former special assistant to President Trump. We were both in the White House together. And I have to ask you, Baron Boris Epstein, are you a yes man and a flatterer?
I am proud to flock to Mar-a-Lago. I am proud to be a supporter of President Trump. I have always given my honest opinion. I'm not a yes man. I'm not a flatterer. I give my honest opinion, and I call it like I see it. And what I see is that President Trump is the unquestioned leader of the Republican Party and the MAGA movement, and Paul Ryan is just a has-been who really never was. Paul Ryan.
Did you come up with that, or did you steal that from somebody?
Just came up with it right now on the spot.
A has-been who never was. That's almost haiku-like. I love it.
Well, this is baronial poetry. Is what we're doing here now. Baronial poetry.
Why is this guy even talking? Why is Paul? Who is listening to Paul, apart from the Lincoln Project pedophile protectors? Who's listening to Paul Ryan?
Nobody. Paul Ryan is just a mouth for conservative ink. You know, his idea was, let's cut every entitlement and then still try to get elected. Then Canada Donald Trump said, well, how are you going to do that? You're making everybody upset, and you're cutting at our own people. Paul Ryan didn't want to be speaker. He was kind of forced into it. He was a terrible VP candidate. And now he's just a member of a board. You know, Fox News driving him as much against the MAGA base as possible and hurting their business. That's what it is. Nobody cares.
All right. Does that mean
that MAGA is ascendant? How are we right now in terms of establishment, Rhino GOP, vice the America First constituency on Capitol Hill, Barron?
You know, it's very interesting. We could always look and say, well, MAGA is now, you know, ascendant, right? It's all about MAGA. MAGA is in control. But as you see from the votes, you know, in the Senate, on the commission, and then obviously in the House, there are still very many establishment Republicans out there. And the way for us, for Republicans, period, for the MAGA movement to continue getting stronger is to elect more MAGA candidates across the country, as you and I have been talking about on our podcast. So as you look at Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Missouri, of course, as you look at all across the country, it is vital to have MAGA candidates run and get elected to the House, Senate, and governorships, and then for President Trump to hopefully run for president and come back as the 47th president of the United States. It's all about the MAGA movement. Paul Ryan doesn't get it, but he hasn't gotten much in his career except for how to get rich off some board seats.
Tell us, everybody has to listen to the latest episode of the Battle for 1600, but tell us about at least one race that you're very excited about, Barron.
I am very excited for the Gretchen Whitmer race. I think that is a race where she is vulnerable. I think she's got problems, and specifically there's a potential challenger named James Craig. He's African American, and he's the former police commissioner of Detroit, just stepped down, who's very widely now being discussed as challenging Gretchen Whitmer. Who has lied to the Michiganders, who hasn't been honest with them about the lockdowns, who's given her family special breaks, flown on private jets when she wasn't supposed to, and been very questionable about who paid for it. I think she could be beaten there in Michigan. And I believe a candidate who is a former police officer, a candidate who speaks to a wide swath of the political spectrum, and James Craig could be a very, very strong option there.
He just used the word Michigander on my show. I love that Michigan. Not only does he bring a historic perspective, not only is he a political campaign hand, he lives in the real world. Follow him on Twitter at BorisEP, at Boris_Epstein, and check out our latest episode for the Battle for 1600. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are live streaming. Don't forget every single significant thing you need to know on our 3-hour show is available on our free Rumble channel. We're crushing it. More than 330,000 subscribers already. Who needs YouTube? Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Subscribe today. We even have a comment feature now on the live streaming. They're so upping their game. Thanks to JD Vance and everybody else who's getting involved. Dan Bongino, Peter Thiel. God bless you all. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios.
So we're very close to 60. We want to have universal background checks. I think that's something that can get to 60. And we want to ban assault rifles and large magazines. Every time there's a mass shooting.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Do you know how many AR-15s there are in the country, Senator Gillibrand? Do you know how many background checks there were last month to purchase weapons? We have broken. If you missed it, you've got to hear our interview, our Second Amendment Friday interview earlier today with John Patton of the Gun Collective. He does this every month. He gives a summary of how many background checks we've had in America. And for the last year, since COVID began, and especially under the Biden administration, we have broken as a nation every pre-existing record for that given month. Which means one thing: the community, the family of Americans who understand the significance of the Second Amendment, is the biggest it has ever been. And a phrase he used, I wrote it down, and I'm going to use it by, with full accreditation to John. I've always understood
Because my father escaped from a communist prison. The importance, not only of self-defense, but of the right to bear arms. My father taught me, as soon as I could safely hold a weapon, how to shoot, because he understood the first thing that the tyrants and the dictators do, whether it's in Hitler's Germany, in Stalin's Soviet Union, whether it's in Venezuela, is to disarm the population. Because a disarmed population are not citizens. They are subjects. So for me, it's a civil right. John went one step further, and he said, the right to self-defense, the right to bear arms, is a human right. And he's so on the money. We've got to use the language of the left. And how can it not be a human right to have the wherewithal to not only protect yourself from civil crime, from the mugger, the burglar, the rapist, but to also protect your nation from those who wish to take away your rights and create tyranny. It is a civil and a human right, and everyone must exercise it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I will be hosting very soon, tonight, tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Greg Kelly Show on Newsmax, and we'll leave you, as ever, on Friday with the boss.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.